listening to Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.
Wake up, you sip hot tea. Mindless music, radio free. You see blue skies and think of sea. How are you doing? Later on, switch on TV. They give me a news, they give half-truths to me. They give us wise, they feed us lies. How are we doing?
Yeah.
Educate, they fabricate. And we sit back till it's
Radio Adventure.
Rick Adams is on.
All right, folks. Hour number two. We're back. Thank you for your comments, your emails. And we couldn't get to other calls. Obviously, we didn't have enough time. But we'll have him again if he'd like to come back. Paul, I think he would. He enjoyed the segment. And, well, I'll tell you, I remember the days of the Burt Society. And we really had things cooking. And, you know, I didn't agree with him on everything. And I sort of moved away from it into what I call more higher ground, and I got into the spiritual war, and I believe that's where the fight is. It's all about God. It's all about Satan. It's all about those caught in between, and that's why I devote all of these programs to that mission. There's no other game. There's nothing else in town. There's nothing to talk about. As far as I'm concerned, but we do mix in, as Joe Church says, the dung with the truth. We have to. We have to give people something to put their hands around that they can latch on to. Because if you don't, remember, if you don't have any earthy good in you, then you're probably not going to have much spiritual good, you know? We're in the world, but not of it, but we are in the world. And the world, as I've said before, the world must be brought together as a global union of some sorts in order for Satan to come and govern it. And that's what the whole plan is. Now, if I can see it, and I know we're spiritually blessed with the seventh seal, we can see things. The world doesn't see it. They don't understand it. They do understand that they're not happy with this government. They're not happy with the media. In fact, the credibility of the media now is, I don't know, what is it, down to 2% or something like that? I saw the latest polls, and it was, I didn't even want to read them. It was so shocking. And that's good. So can any good come out of media? Yes. And the good is turning it off, not paying attention to it. I put on Lying Lester and NBC News at night for the first 15 minutes, and I cut it. And that's a lot of time. And invariably, they never deviate from that propaganda script. And you follow it, you hear it every night. And now for the last year, it has been one of the top stories that the numbers are out of control. People are dying of COVID by the millions, and it threatens to become the number one health issue in the world. And on it goes. And then if you read the fine print and you look at the facts, then you'll find out that almost 99% are not dying from COVID. And the frail and the elderly and those, we've talked about it with Dr. Kay and Dr. Lorraine Day, and we've heard from others as well, Northrop, Dr. Northrop, who, you know, continually show us the facts that, in fact, many of the people who are suffering today from this COVID virus are those that have been vaccinated, and their families have been vaccinated, and they have, you know, been doing all the wrong things, weakening their immune system, and they're suffering now from vaccine-induced sickness. It doesn't happen overnight with everybody. People don't just go out and drop dead all the time. A few have. I've been reading statistics reported in various news forums where they have been dying within days of being vaccinated. And, you know, we've seen that in the past week. We've talked about it. from baseball players to actors and actresses to television talk show hosts and so on and so forth. But it doesn't always happen that way. In fact, most cases of people dying prematurely are coming from the prolonged, long-term effects of the vaccinations. This is what we know to be fact. The statistics now bear out. They bear out the fact relating to autism, relating to other childhood diseases, children that are getting sick at younger ages, especially cancer. Cancer among young people is now, and nobody can contradict this one, their own statistics tell you, it is now at an all-time unprecedented high. Children getting cancer, all kinds of cancer, and various forms, and you see the effects, what the chemo does to them, and you really, your heart goes out to these children, and you say, God is sitting on his throne, and he knows who's responsible for what. These are the innocent victims of a corrupt, evil world. Make no mistake about it. Love not the world, because if the love of the world is in your heart, then the love of God is not. That simple. Jesus said it. This is a diabolical world. This is not the world that we're supposed to live in. That's why I get a kick out of this. Oh, it's terrible what you say. What do you mean? You say you want the end to come fast. I said, yes, I do. Well, is that terrible? No, we want to go on forever. No, we're not. Did you ever read the Lord's Prayer? Thy kingdom come. Not forestall, not stay away, not hold back, but come. His kingdom is going to be a beautiful kingdom. And you will look back and you'll probably say, how did we ever love that world with lying souls, evil souls, wicked people? And yet there have been wonderful people, wonderful souls that serve God. That's what it's all about. You either serve Satan or you serve God. And if you don't want to believe in Satan and God, then you're in more hurt than you probably think and that I know. Just look at these headlines now. Biden, this is from NBC itself. Biden signals a tougher line with the Taliban. Now, I was reading, folks, from the government of Iran, their press people, who tried to soften up this post-Trump administration into relaxing all these insane sanctions and going back to some form of normalization, including the so-called treaty. And the treaty that they came up with was not a good treaty to begin with, for various reasons, not the least of which was that there was a presumption that Iran is trying to make nuclear weapons. And as Professor Bill Beeman, who we've had on this program many times, said, there is nothing truthful about that. They are not trying to make nuclear weapons. It's against their Islamic law to make nuclear weapons. And they have never had it. So why do they go along with it? Well, let me tell you something, folks. I noticed that in this press release from one of the top people in the Iranian government, and I'm on the list, okay, I get the list, that they quoted Foreign Affairs magazine in defending the idea that allegedly Mr. Biden would like to open up dialogue and to reverse some of these onerous, restrictions and sanctions on the Republic of Iran. Now, if you're quoting Foreign Affairs, then you know Foreign Affairs is the Journal of the Council on Foreign Relations. And they are quoting it, they are accepting it because they have to. So already the people of Iran, their government, to some degree, is a captive government of this whole world beast system. I mean, they've joined in on it, on the propaganda. See, we don't have direct dialogue with Iran. It's forbidden. Why? Why? As evil as Cuba is, it's the same there in North Korea. Because we have to demonize other countries in order to put on the facade that we are the good guys. White hats, always the white hats. That's what the synagogue of Satan wants. They want a constant world of conflict so they can emerge victorious. They want that control grid. They want this business of war for peace, of war for peace. And this leading up to the ultimate peace that will be consummated when the man of peace, so-called, will come. So the Iranian government, too, knows the gig. They know the lie. And there will never be a total warfare between the United States and Iran, although they're pushing for it now. Limited aggression, that is the Israeli government, against the Republic of Iran. And this is, of course, a Netanyahu ploy that he uses all the time when they're facing the possibility of another imminent election and the vote count is being tallied. So we know how to pander to that. Demagoguery, for sure. Demagoguery, for sure. And then there are a number of other stories here, and this is the one that I was going to bring up with our guest, Paul. But when he was talking about the vaccinations, I was thinking, folks, did you ever notice, have you noticed how as soon as the business of forced, or not forced, but encouraged and pushed vaccinations came about, and you do see a number of people, I know in my state, they're jumping all over each other to try to get their vaccines, and they're complaining. There's too many jumpers, too many people trying to get ahead of them and get to the head of the class. And that indicates that the gullible, the naive, the fearful are all trying to get to the vaccination. Why? Because the government, the CDC, World Health Organization, although there have been contradictions among them, and, of course, the NIH, the National Institutes of Health, have been basically telling us that this is the cure-all. This is the magic bullet. Do you notice how all of a sudden now the game has changed and they're saying there's fewer and fewer cases now in the last month or two being reported of COVID? Fewer and fewer people being claimed or classified as having it. Isn't that interesting? How they can crank it up, and how they can crank it down. I find that interesting. Maybe some of you do as well. I don't know. Well, you can chime in anytime at 800-313-9443. Art from Philly will be coming up in a few minutes as well to talk about a number of issues in the financial world and what's been happening now in the world of GameStop and the world of the internet, high tech, big tech, and what is going to be happening online. It's changing by the hour right now. You know, the story of all these websites and Robinhood and so on and so forth, and how there is stock manipulation, stock changes, and the big boys supposedly don't like this. The zero peoples, you know, I call them the zero hedge fund. They're the hedge fund managers, and, you know, this is something that has not been broached and needs to be broached. How the economic system, the whole new banking economic system here in the United States and worldwide changed dramatically in the 1980s. You know, we went from just fractional reserve banking, then we went into this business of hedge funds and this business of betting and this business of mortgage-backed securities. And derivatives, all of this was unheard of years ago. But now you can see the globalization of the whole world economy. So what happens here can happen there. Now they're already talking about it in the UK. And they're talking, talking about what may be going on with their apps, with their websites and their bets, and how it will affect the British market. So already you can see the effect of what we're being told is happening. And I'm not a stock investor, never have been in the stock market, so I eschew all of this. I am not fully aware of all the nuances of it, but I do know enough of the greater picture to warn people ahead of time, be very, very alert. We are on the very edge now of a global worldwide economic pandemic. And this comes in many forms, and it comes in many many venues. So you need to understand, you don't have to know it, because I don't know it all, and I certainly don't want to. I don't want to know about stock manipulations and all of the use of big tech companies and turning them against each other, supposedly. Wall Street, the derivatives, all of this is a land of minefields that I see for coming, and I see what's going to end as a result of this. I can see massive financial swindles, loss of pensions, loss of funds, loss of income, people who depend on it, people who live off of the pension markets, the pension funds. All of this is affecting the state's treasuries, the government's treasuries. Billions are being lost. And I got news for you. It's only a smidgen compared to what will follow. All right, let me bring up Art from Philly now, and he's with us on the line. Hello, Art.
Hello, Rick. Hello, RBN. It was great to hear the Birch Society speak the first hour. It was great.
Yes, Paul was quite good. Do you have any comments on anything that he was saying that you'd like to pick up on?
Yes. I did some analysis like I did with No Place for Corruption, and I figured out who actually is the major power broker, how Biden rose up.
Yes.
And I did the analysis just like I did on No Place for Corruption of Sheldon Adelson. And
late Sheldon Adelson. Yes, right. He was a wonderful chap. Yeah, go ahead.
Right. I'm sure he's cooking quite well. All right, so do you know anything about David L. Cohen, a senior executive of Comcast? He retired from Comcast. But
I noticed the emails that you were putting out and up on No Place for Corruption about this character. He sounds like he's another Syrian agent or something like that, trying to take over
Correct.
America.
Yeah. Well, or Iranian, for all that matters.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, right.
Right. So he seems like, under the Biden administration, he is the power broker, just like Sheldon Adelson was. All right? Now, how do I know this? From doing the analysis, I sent you the information and some links just during the show. So give you a quick rundown. Who is David L.? There's a David Cohen, who's the head of the CIA. I just appointed. That's a different person than what I'm talking about. David L. Cohen is an attorney, a lobbyist in Pennsylvania, senior vice president for Comcast. Okay, and he's one of the closest people to Ed Rendell, and he's one of the board of trustees for the University of Pennsylvania. Okay, mm-hmm. He basically has a lot of control over the politics in Philadelphia, working with the wards. And by the way, isn't that where Facebook paid off to win the election in the state of Pennsylvania? Isn't that where it happened? Even RBN had those articles on it, just to let you know.
Okay. Yes.
All right. So give you some, basically let's get some background information there about him. Now, with respect to Rendell was definitely, as also he's called Fast Eddie, was definitely in the rackets, okay? There's a tract of homes in Conshohocken, Pennsylvania, which is just west of the city of Philadelphia, what they call the End of the Falls, Gladwin. And this goes back to the Ciccoliani family, which were the bootleggers all the way back in the 20s. And they had a tract of homes there where they paid off political figures to, basically control the, politics. Who was in this tract of homes? Mayor Dilworth, okay? Arlen Specter, Fassetti. Okay, that was three of the 10 homes. I don't know who was in the other 7 homes. Okay, so here's this guy, David Cohen, who's the closest friend of Ed Rendell. Interesting coincidence. Make sure you want to ask a question about what he's about. Okay, then you look at, I sent a link about Comcast, just a quick rundown. Telecommunication company based out of Philadelphia. The biggest competitor is AT&T. Verizon's up there, too. They own NBC Universal. Okay.
Yep.
Looks like we're on a break.
All right, we'll take our break, and we'll get through that list, that alphabet list, folks. Art from Philly's with us. Those of you on the line, we'll get to you in the course of this hour. Stay tuned. Rick Adams, Uncensored, here on Republic.
Folks, we're living in a world the likes of which we've never perceived any clearer than we do now. The plan for global governance has been in the works for generations and would have likely been achieved by now but for the fact that the globalists left open their Achilles heel. With all their tools, Federal Reserve System, fiat currency, No Child Left Behind, and then Common Core education introduced to our schools to dumb us down, vaccines, pharmaceuticals to lobotomize us, GMO foods, insertion of compromised or bought and paid for politicians, judges, mainstream media propaganda, all pieced together like a puzzle designed to ultimately bring the world under submission. But with all their strategy, they forgot one thing: knowledge. And knowledge is power. With knowledge, their bombardment is nullified. Folks, with that, as brilliant and knowledgeable as you've become, among the wisest audience of any radio audience in the world, and you are, I want you to take a moment to reflect and ask yourself, how much of that knowledge did I obtain from Republic Broadcasting Network? How high has my consciousness been raised since I've been a listener? How fast am I now able to discriminate truth from fake news by being a Republic Broadcasting listener? How clear am I now able to see the world since I've been listening to RBN? Ask yourselves those questions, folks. Then ask yourself, what is that knowledge worth to me? Like my morning coffee, how would I survive without it? A voice of truth in a sea of lies. Do we not all need to make sure it survives? Like public broadcasting, we are now finding we can only survive with listener support. Censorship, advertisers being attacked, truth itself being attacked. It's the only way through this. We at Republic Broadcasting humbly ask you to become a supporter. Look at your budget and make a determination of what Republic Broadcasting is worth to you and what you can afford on a monthly basis. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and pledge 20, 30, 40, 50, if possible, 100 a month or more if it's affordable. Click the donate button and become a regular monthly donor. Assure both us and yourself that Republic Broadcasting truth will continue to flow like that morning coffee. The network thanks you.
Homeowners, if your lender has gone out of business or sold your transaction to another lender or servicer, you may be the victim of a wrongful foreclosure resulting in the loss of your home. If you've already lost your home, are in foreclosure, or even in good standing, you can challenge the mortgage transaction's illegal issue and your property can be restored to you, and your foreclosure can be stopped or reversed and the mortgage transaction declared unenforceable. State laws, U.S. title codes, the Uniform Commercial Codes, and U.S. Supreme Court rulings have upheld that defective mortgage documentations can reverse or stop foreclosures and enforce property title claims in favor of the homeowner. We are having successes in stopping the process of foreclosure, the enforcement of the foreclosure judgments, the sale of property, and evictions after the sale. We are not attorneys, and we don't give legal advice. We are a professional team of legal researchers, providing forensic mortgage audits and expert witnesses. We have the knowledge to produce the evidence and enforce laws regarding your legal issues. We've been in business for 12 years without a complaint. Consultations are free, and we provide a free title search to confirm if your mortgage has legal defects. Please call 855-253-3748. 855-2-KEEP-IT today.
Whatever needs to be done, we gotta do ourselves.
And we're back again with Art. Art, please continue, okay? And what you were describing, that alphabet list and the Comcast folks and what they own and how Mr. Biden rose to power. Please.
Right. All right. This trace, as I summarize this, we're actually seeing a continuation of the power control group that directly was involved with the JFK assassination, which I wrote, No Place for Corruption. We're seeing how they are right now in 2021 and what they're up to. This is exactly that same group that came out of Chicago and out of the CIA and also out of Israel. So going back to Comcast, what they do now, through mergers and acquisitions, they now own MSNBC, okay, CNBC, okay, Universal Pictures, okay, and Universal Parks and Resorts. And a lot of this was due to the actions of David L. Cohen as their corporate attorney, you know, working with the power brokers in Washington, D.C., to allow the mergers and acquisitions to occur. And remember, what did Stalin say when he took over Eastern Europe? He says, the way to control everything is through mergers and acquisitions. All right. Now, with respect to Universal Parks and Studios, you know, we see them over in California and down in Florida. Okay? Who used to own it? It was the Brothman family. Okay? which is directly tied into owning DuPont, okay, through the merger of Marathon Oil. Now, who's on the board of directors of Comcast? One of the directors is Ed Breen, CEO of DuPont. What a coincidence. Now, I'm going on to the next part of it. This is from the Washington Post. This is back in 2012. Just going to summarize it. And basically, they're saying Comcast's secret weapon, the chief dealmaker in Washington, D.C., is David Cohen. This is from the Washington Post in October 29th, 2012, by Cecilia Kang. And it talks about how David Cohen was a chief lobbyist for Comcast to, in a bid to take over NBC Universal, Larry Lester, as you would say. And also how they were getting cooperation from the Federal Communications Commission, FCC. Now, I also showed, I mentioned that the Comcast owns Universal Studios. Okay? Now, remember in No Place for Corruption and a book called Dark Victory by Modella, where he talked about Ronald Reagan, MCA Records, and the mob. Well, MCA Records, through a merger, became Universal Studios. And now Universal Studios is now Comcast. Interesting coincidence, right? You can trace that right back to the Chicago Syndicate, if you believe
it. Yeah, it was known as MCA, wasn't it? MCA Universal for years.
Right. Now it's called Universal Studios.
Originally it was from, the Carl Laemmle in the 1920s and 30s when they were really becoming a big studio. And Carl Laemmle, of course, was one of the tribe, and he guided Universal through the 30s and 40s and so forth. And then it just grew and grew and grew and got bigger and bigger. And then, as you mentioned, the evolution of the company, and now look where it's at, you know, where you've got all these factors and Comcast. And you know, this is again, the big fish eating the little fish and growing to the size of a whale, you know, to use that analogy. It's just incredible how they can put people like Reagan in office. They can put people like Biden in office. They could put a whole host of other Obama. And where he came from, and we still don't know, but he was the man selected, as even Jimmy Carter would be. You know, they put people in, and then they take them down, Nixon and company. But I'm sorry to interrupt your flow. Go right ahead, Art.
No, well, you're right. It's exactly who they do. And with respect to Comcast, one of the things just to notice, within a week of them, Biden rising to power, did you notice that Verizon had a major outage of their internet service up in New York?
Yeah, I noticed that. I'm not.
And who's the worst competitor out there? Comcast. Okay. And who just got appointed to the FCC, Federal Communications Commission? Jessica Rosenthal, who basically is, has a nice working relationship with David Cohen of Comcast. Could be a coincidence, could be an accident. But, as the Godfather movie says, yeah, if anything happens to my son when he comes back after, after we try to settle our differences, it's like, I just don't believe it, okay? Especially when there's a lot of money to be made, and it's a way for them to, harass one of their major competitors. The other thing is Comcast is a violator of what they call the net neutrality, which means they can throttle internet services to different companies based on how much money they pay the cable provider.
Mm-hmm.
So that's something else to know.
Very now, good. Go ahead. You got more? Go ahead before we go back to the phones. Go ahead.
All right. So here's some more information there. So basically, how did Biden rise to power?
Yeah.
He was appointed first before ran for this campaign to be president. He was basically became a professor at the Annenberg School of Communications at the University of Pennsylvania. And who's on one of the board directors of the Annenberg School of Communication? David Cohen. Okay?
Mm.
Then Biden says he's announcing his campaign. David Cohen's also a supporter of the hate laws from the Anti-Defamation League, by the way.
That's nice.
And, right, he got some ADL awards, okay? And then in what they call Mount Airy, District of Philadelphia, Joe Biden starts his campaign to become president of the United States. Okay? That's where it came from. Oh, and here's something else. David Cohen is one of the members, esteemed members, of the Aspen Institute. Okay? The same Aspen Institute we've talked about in the past that was set up by Henry Crown, who was identified in the book, I think it was The Race Wire, where they identified the major players in the Chicago Syndicate shortly before James Reagan was executed, because he dropped a dime on the mob, and he said there were three power brokers. One was Henry Crown, the Annenbergs, and the Hiltons. So now you have this guy, David L. Cohen, who now is one of the esteemed members of the Aspen Institute out there in Aspen, Colorado. It reads like a who's who. Oh, the last thing is, he's vying for a position in the Biden administration. What he's hoping to get is become a ambassador to the United Kingdom. Now, who else was an ambassador to the United Kingdom in the past? Was it not Walter Annenberg under the Nixon administration, I believe?
Yeah.
You could trace all this right back to Operation Mockingbird. And let's not forget about that little accident with Jerry Lenfest's buddy there, Lou Katz of Comcast, when they were fighting for ownership of the Philadelphia Inquirer building on 600 Broad Street in the city against the interests of the Bucks County Republican Party and what's the guy's name over there in South Jersey, the county boss there. I can't remember his name.
I remember the stories, and I do remember the crashes, the plane crashes, and all of these anomalies and happenstances, so to speak, that took place. And then, bingo, you knocked out a competitor. You know, you knock out somebody who is potentially your enemy. And this is what they do to each other as well as us. And that's important because there's no honor amongst thieves, you see?
Right.
And I think
that
is a very important distinctive point that needs to be brought out here. Ruthlessness, yes. The Chicago mob, yes. All of this is just totally diabolical.
Right. Yeah, so you can, the analysis I came up with is definitely Comcast is really the power broker behind Biden rising to power. So one of the things they're definitely going to do is they're going to want to get rid of net neutrality so they can charge, on a per usage basis, which will certainly have an impact to the guys in, the companies like Google and all that they're going to have to pay more for the internet service they provide versus the, normal everyday user who doesn't use anywhere near the amount of network bandwidth those guys do. So the other thing we see them doing, which, Philadelphia is famous for, is privatizing public schools through the Lenfest Foundation. We already see one-third of the public schools are privatized, owned by Mastery Schools. And with this COVID situation here, all the kids are being knocked out of education in the public schools. Mm-hmm. It's divide and conquer. So what they want to do is, part of it is, with the vaccination is one issue, but the big part is they want to wreck the public schools and then take them over or provide an alternative as their charter schools. And all these Democratic teachers who voted for Biden, first thing they're going to do when they get control of privatizing these charter schools, going to do the same thing they did with the high-tech industry. They're going to replace every one of those teachers with foreign labor and pay them one-third as much and increase their profits quite a bit. That's what I see.
Well, in Rhode Island, where I am, we have in the legislature the bill that has gotten a hearing, and it looks like it's going to advance to put a freeze or a stop on the expansion of charter schools. Now, it's not for the right reasons, don't get me wrong, but it's the teachers' unions and the NEA and so on and so forth don't want charter schools. And quite frankly, I don't want them either, and I don't want public schools. So I'm a naysayer on both counts. You know, it's like if ever there was a time now to prove that homeschooling should work, not just remote learning, it's now, Art. I mean, don't you feel there's some merit to my position here?
Yes, there's definitely some merit to your position.
To
look at, I think, really what we need to do is get the education away from the control being paid for by the taxpayer and put it back onto the parents. So I think a realistic approach is to do a one-third, one-third. I mean, it's one-third of the cost of education is paid for by the parents. One-third is paid for by the community. And, you know, one-third is paid by, you know, the rest of the, you know, the tax-paying community. What it is now is 100% is pretty much is charged directly to the property taxes that people live in the community. Why should tax owners be the only ones paying for public schools? Okay, and you know the other thing is with these school boards, like we've just seen in Philadelphia, is they set up a new school board since it's been taken away from the state running the city of Philadelphia. And one of the top leaders in the school board is one of the directors of the Mastery School System. And people are complaining now they don't want to have the people, the students and the teachers, have no voice in the meetings for the board at the school district.
Uh-huh.
So it's absolutely, you can absolutely see what's going on.
Sure.
Okay.
I sure can. Let's see if we can squeeze a call in or two, though, right now. 800-313-94. 4-3 is the number. I do believe we have Mark in Georgia.
Yeah, there he is. Oh, they're getting to me now.
That's you.
Hi there.
That's you, Mark. Hello.
Yes, I'm in the pit of the Peach State. I was just getting to where I was going, and oh, there you are. Hi. You know, God disciplines those he loves, and he's been loving the ever-living snot out of me. I mean, God loves me so much, he just knocks me upside the head on a really daily basis. And now I'm taking issue with this bureaucrat who's threatening to destroy my home without even trying to talk with me about settling the issue like a gentleman. He said, well, you need to get a letter from an engineer to get a permit to rebuild your, repair your home. Then I make all these calls and find out that letter is going to cost like upwards of $2,000. And now I've got an arraignment to drag me into court. And I'm thinking, when I put down this pleading, the one thing I need to make clear is I'm not consenting to any of this. I am contesting jurisdiction based on the unlawful, legal yet unlawful 14th Amendment that says we have privileges and immunities. And I'm just wondering, do you know of any way that the government actually acknowledges that rights are not actually privileges and immunities, that the government has not been operating legitimately since Lincoln basically subjugated the South by calling us rebels when, what rebellion? So, I don't know, do you know of anything?
I have an idea for you.
Go ahead, Art. Go ahead. Take care of that.
Any document you sign, you write your name, you say under duress. Make sure everything you sign, any legal document has the word under duress. What that means is they have they don't have your legal consent to do anything.
That's the thing is that am I risking? I've had it where before where a revenue ranger pulled me over, claiming I was doing 68 and 55 and a 55, and I'll know I wasn't going that. But let's calibrate, which is you know as well as I do, is a canned answer. And I said again. No, I wasn't going that fast. You told me to tell it to the judge. And I said, Your Honor, I move this case be dismissed. The vehicle is mechanically. And it turned out I had engine problems, and it's an uphill stretch of road. And I'm like, you know, I didn't go to that, but I said, I've been on the same uphill stretch of road repeatedly, full throttle, fourth gear, fifth gear. I can barely get to the speed limit. And at that point, he threatens me, you say one more word, and I'll lock you up for contempt of court. And at that point, the contempt I had in my heart for his litigious, legalistic, bureaucrat, you know, his rotten attitude, I was like, there's time for it. That's where I need to prepare a document called lawful contempt is, yes, I have contempt, but not for the rule of law, but how you're presuming authority that you don't legitimately have. So, tell you what, how about no room for corruption.com.
No place for corruption.com.
Yeah, but if I, when I, the thing is that I'm irritated and I'm like, I could be, take it personally, no place for corruption.com. Yeah, .com. And, but the thing is, I'm going to prepare pleadings because the thing is, the document that this bureaucrat came onto my property without even having the decency of letting me know he was coming or making any attempt for amicable remedy. And the thing is, it says things like I don't have water or electricity on the property or don't appear to, and I'm like, there are a number of false statements on this document, and falsifying government documents is a crime. And so here you are dragging me into court by threatening to destroy my home, you know, like saying that passersby could be injured by my property. It's like, well, there's not only a fence on the front yard, there's a privacy screen where I'm the only one who sees it. But beyond that, if they're a passerby, they're not coming onto my property. So why are you using this ridiculous legalistic hyperbole to make your case seem legitimate, as though you think I'm some kind of dummy? And I guess the one thing I'm concerned about is being locked up for contempt of court for simply saying, no, I don't consent to the presumption that the 14th Amendment was legitimately ratified. I don't consent to the idea that privileges and immunities are a morally legitimate substitute for rights. Does that make sense?
Sure does. It does to me, Art.
Okay.
After dealing
well, I can email you the document once I prepare the I guess you call it a pleading, but I don't want him to read into it that this pleading is in any way saying that I agree to be a 14th Amendment slave. I rebut that by saying, no, if I'm that way, it's only because that's what you're imposing upon me over my objections. So, like I say, pray for me because, you know, God's getting ready to love up on this country, and there's going to be a lot of people that are going to learn the hard way that our government does not operate by the consent of the governed. It does not operate by anything but a pretense that might makes right. So I do appreciate your letting me rattle, and keep me in your prayers because I don't want to, my home is completely paid for. My home is completely paid for, and there's a lot of people out there that as this scamdemic brings about the economic collapse, there are going to be a lot of people they want to make homeless so that they can impose their unjust will on us. And I want out of this crap. I want out of their
asinine emboldened.
We're threatening to
They have become emboldened now, Mark, by the pandemics, by what's taken place recently to basically order you around and to change laws at will. The laws aren't even laws, as you say, and these edicts are coming down all the time. We have governors using the COVID situation to say they have the authority to come in your house, they have the authority to order you to do things while you're in the streets and so forth. And basically, it's a whole new wave. This is the reset that we were talking about in the last hour. So do what you have to do and contact Art through his email, okay?
Yeah,
send it to me, and I will forward it to Art. But go on noplaceforcorruption.com.
Yeah.
All right, Mark, we have to run along. We have another Mark on the line. Okay. And that is Mark in Philly. Hello, Mark in Philly. You're up on the program with Art in Philly.
Hello, Rick, and hello, Art. This is Mark in Philly. I haven't talked with you in a long while, Art, and I'm very, very curious about things. I got it revealed through you several years back. I've been going down a rabbit hole, and the thing is, here in Philly, I realized that this is one of the power centers for the special people, and it aligns with everything you've said before and what you're saying now. And I'll just mention a few corporations, and then I want to come back to local. One of them is Blackstone. Another one is BlackRock. Another one is Cerberus Corporation. Another one is here locally is Franklin Capital. I'll just mention those two if they mean anything, because it seems like they're one of the largest. I think it's Blackstone's one of the largest, if not the largest, hedge funds or investment corps or whatever. Huge, and I think Franklin Capital's somehow connected to them. Anyway, the other question I have, and I would like to be able to reach you, by the way, before I go further, what is Art's email? Or I could leave my phone number and have Art call me, have Art call me from the
well,
from the board.
Would you
I don't
rather
know what
do, Art?
Let him contact you, and I'll work it out that way.
You want to send me an email, and then I'll forward it to Art?
Sure. What is your email, Rick?
Okay, it's Rick, R-I-C-K, 458 at cox.net. Rick, 458 at cox.net.
Rick, 458 at Cox, C-O-X?
COX.net, yes. Send it to me, and I'll forward it to Art for you.
Okay, sure. The other thing I want to ask, my sense of it, I am a veteran, U.S. Navy veteran, and I've come across a lot of my elder veterans, including all the way back to Korean War, who've had experiences with the VA healthcare system that are absolutely abhorrible. And my a question off the top is, do you know if the special people infiltrated the VA healthcare system, the largest healthcare provider in the United States, and if so, to what degree, and who do you think? What do you think's going on with that?
Well, Spector basically ran the VA into the ground, making sure his cronies got the contracts and things went the way he wanted. It was through him you got Prudential Insurance Company that basically gives the life insurance to veterans who lose their lives, holds the money on for 12 months before they get paid. Okay, Stephen Schwartzman, the CEO of Blackstone, he lives in Abington Township. That's where they supported the No Place for Hate program run by the Cosa Nostra. So, yeah, that's all true. It's here.
So, and Stephen Schwartzman is in the Philadelphia area, and he's the one over Blackstone, right?
Yeah, yeah. He went to Abington High School, okay, which is where Ashton Carter went also, and Ron Rosenstein. They all went over there. That's a community that's run by the but heavily influenced by the powers within the Cosa Nostra. Okay.
Okay. How about Dr. Shulkin? Dr. Shulkin was the former head of the secretary of the VA, and then he got dropped out because he was doing some maniacal stuff or whatever. I don't know, but he was University of Penn professor, and he was the head of the VA, secretary of VA. Do you know who I'm talking about on that?
Yeah, you're talking about now. I don't know him, but what you just told me is, first of all, University of Penn, the Annenberg University of Penn, set up by the Chicago, they were influenced by the Chicago Syndicate. Mm-hmm. And the Annenbergs were the ones who basically sent Spector over there to the JFK Warren Commission to cover up the assassination. Okay.
Wow.
So once they, not only did they take over the VA, within 4 years, mm-hmm. they basically started the Apollo affair and allowed Israel to steal their nuclear weapons. And that, again, was covered up by Spector. Okay, Spector died, and the power transferred over to Feinstein in California.
Well, I'm gonna reach through Rick, and I appreciate it, Rick. You can forward my email
to
you,
right?
To Art, because I've got a lot of questions. I'd like to have a discussion and further discussion with you, Art, because I'm trying to reveal something that's happening with the subsidiaries to the VA. And they're putting men's lives at risk, veterans' lives at risk, and it seems to be like they're looking the other way and they don't give a damn. And it really, really gets me. And they've got their fingers in the pie big time. And my sense of it is that who's behind it? It comes back to you, Art. I said, what would Art think? What would Art say? So thank you, Art, for being as daring as you have been and continue to be. And thank you for having the forum here, Rick, so we could compare notes and figure out what's really going on, who's really behind all this this evil stuff. So, thank you, Rick.
Bring forth
Art.
Facts. You're welcome. All right. Bring forth the facts, and any way we can coalesce and help out is fine. Art, I before we take any other calls at 800-313-9443, I'm following the latest things. Facebook now has eliminated or banned, I guess, all of the people who have posted, I think it's from Robin Hood or what have you, and they, this web app, that supposedly was responsible for being a conduit for the stock manipulations and all of these gyrations that are angering purportedly the hedge fund people. What are your thoughts? I was waiting all week to ask you, what are your thoughts on what is happening with regard to the hedge fund market and with regard to these app sites as well as games, app, it's GameStop, rather. See, I'm totally out of this movement, out of this business of gaming and video games, apps and everything. I will not partake in any of it. I am totally aloof from it. I have my own gig in a much more analogical way. So I want to know from somebody who at least has financial wherewithal to follow what's going on. And I'm, you know, trying to follow it. And to be honest with you, it is a maze that's changing hour by hour now. What is going on and what effect do you think it will have in bringing about a collapse of the House of Cards? Go ahead. I want to get your take on this.
Well, when you mentioned the House of Cards, I'll talk about GameStop real quick. When Biden pushes that $2 trillion stimulus bill through there, now the national debt's approaching $30 trillion. Okay? So, I mean, you want to talk about the House of Cards? If the stimulus goes through the economy, which will take 3 to 6 months, so come in the fall, I think you're going to see an economic downturn that could rival the Great Depression. That's my personal opinion. Mm-hmm. But we'll see how they actually play it out. They might print more money, but eventually this is going to cause so much hyperinflation, it's going to be like Venezuela.
So, well, we're getting to ground zero, aren't we, if we continue to allow them to get away with this? And they are getting away.
Yeah, well, they got away with getting their getting their boy in there for the as Biden as president. So it is.
All right, when we come back, then let's get over to GameStop and let's get over to apps and let's get over to what's going on now with regard to all of these squeezes, as we are being told they are, the short squeezes. All right, we'll come back with Art from Philly and more when we continue. Rick Adams Uncensored.
The reviews for Extendivite are amazing. Amazon customer: it's amazing. I just ordered my second bottle. In 1 month, my blood pressure dropped significantly. I no longer get chest pain after I exercise. The reviews are spot on. My target is to get off of BP meds, and if it keeps going like this, I see a light at the end of the tunnel. Amazon customer: Extendivite works great. This product has made my blood pressure and cholesterol stable. I highly recommend it. Amazon customer: excellent herbal formula. I've been using it to keep my cardiovascular system fine-tuned. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2 month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure expecting to be served? State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll-free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
Can man control his destiny? Can he change the shape of things to come?
We're back, folks. Please remember to support this network, republicbroadcasting.org. I know some of you do because I'm here. I know some of you do because other hosts are here. But in general, support the network and keep the paychecks flowing so we can have our board ops and we can be on the air as we do care. All right, Art, your answer to explaining the whole interesting really the very interesting course of events with regard to this GameStop and to what's happened to their stock and to what's happening now with Facebook being directly tied into it, and now they're shutting down. Apparently, they're shutting all of these people on that app down, Robinhood. So let's get your perspective on all of this, please.
Okay. First of all, I do buy stocks, but just a small amount. And I'm more what they call a value investor. I look for value line things that have some value. GameStop is basically a casino. It's a company that's barely holding on. And so what's happening is the hedge funds are doing a pump and dump. They're basically taking this worthless company, pushing it up, okay? So then you have the other side. I think it was Reddit and all the, you know, the individual investors say, hey, we know how this game works, okay? What they're doing is based on the idea of financing what they call the Black-Scholes method, which was devised back in the 80s. So what they're hoping to do is they have a window of time to basically push the stock up and then basically cash out their options as it comes down and make a killing, okay? But those options have a time limit. You know, the option will expire in 3 days, 3 months, or something like that. So what the individual investors are doing, and they did it through social media, is let's keep the value of the stock up, okay? So what that does is the options that the big traders, the hedge fund traders, are working with expire, and they lose their shirt.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. So say, for instance, they bought the stock at $10 a share, and now it's at $100 a share. Well, if they shorted it, you know, there's calls and puts. If they shorted the stock, well, they got a difference of $90 a share. They got to pay out, okay? So they're losing their shirts as a result of it. If it crashed, you know, they would have made a lot of money, okay? But since it didn't crash, they're going to get killed. But the end result is GameStop's a worthless stock. There's no equity in the place, okay? It's unbelievable what they're doing, okay? Even in the same article I read about it, they had another place where it was an oil company making 70 barrels of oil per day with maybe five people working for the company, and the top person being paid there was making $56,000 a year. And they were pumping that thing up to over $10 million for that oil company stock. So it's basically people playing with money, and unfortunately a lot of it's pension money, and they're going to get burned because the value of the investment they have is worthless. So that's what I'm seeing happening. So you got two parties playing playing their positions on a stock against a worthless asset that has no real underlying value, and one or both of them are going to get burned quite well. And then what happens is because the hedge funds are so powerful, they're able to influence people like Facebook and all that, and Robinhood, and say, hey, we're going to limit. In Robinhood's case, we're going to limit it so you can only trade one share of stock per day, okay, of GameStop.
And that's what they're doing. Facebook's
just like they're doing with the presidential campaign. We're shutting down all comments about the GameStop comments on their website, so you can't talk about it. We want to shut you out.
Is this a way that will also impact on this growing trend of high-tech, big-tech, social media to shut down people from any virtual comments, any comments they make about anything, because they're moving toward that end of total censorship now?
Correct. And that's why I don't use it. I'm not on Facebook. I'm not on Google, on down the line. I'm not on, Twitter. Because I see it's a rigged game. Why waste your time and energy? I look for other ways to be reached
while there is time. But that's true. I mean, it's all going to be shut down sooner or later, folks. Thank you, Art. You have done magnificently today. I thank you for your work. NoPlaceForCorruption.com. Hope to see you next week.
Have a good day. Bye.
All right. Thank you, brother. All right, folks, we're out of time. Rick Adams, Uncensored. Thank you all for your participation and support. God willing, we'll see you next week. Goodbye, and Yahweh bless his elect.
Homeowners, if your lender has gone out of business or sold your transaction to another lender or servicer, you may be the victim of a wrongful foreclosure resulting in the loss of your home. If you've already lost your home, are in foreclosure, or even in good standing, you can challenge the mortgage transaction's illegal issue and your property can be restored to you, and your foreclosure can be stopped or reversed and the mortgage transaction declared unenforceable. State laws, U.S. title codes, the Uniform Commercial Codes, and U.S. Supreme Court rulings have upheld that defective mortgage documentations can reverse or stop foreclosures and enforce property title claims in favor of the homeowner. We are having successes in stopping the process of foreclosure, the enforcement of the foreclosure judgments, the sale of property, and evictions after the sale. We are not attorneys, and we don't give objective legal advice. We are a professional team of legal researchers providing forensic mortgage audits and expert witnesses. We have the knowledge to produce the evidence and enforce laws regarding your legal issues. We've been in business for 12 years without a complaint. Consultations are free, and we provide a free title search to confirm if your mortgage has legal defects. Please call 855-253-3748. 855-2 keep it today.